from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, rollers of people with dice cups, and people without. You say, I probably have a dice cup somewhere. And you say, when did the dice cups stop? And I guess because, now at least I have something to talk about in the intro. Dice cups, holy cow. If this is your first time tuning in, I mean, talk about something, you say, well, what else would you talk about on a sleep podcast than dice cups? Also, there's probably an official term for them, but the dice secrecy and rolling device, I don't know, but you know what time it is, really? It's time to roll our way into lulls. It's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots. Before we get to the episode, or before we get even started here, you know, Sleep With Me is built on empathy and compassion, and that means supporting you, not just with good sleep, but with other resources. If you're in need of extra help right now, there's resources you can connect with in our show notes. It's about supporting the members of our community and being a part of positive change, not just saying Black Lives Matter, and not just saying Stop Asian Hate, but learning more and taking action. And there's links to resources that can support that in the show notes as well. So thank you for being a part. You know, I'm here for you, and we're here, you know, we got to be here for the members of our community all around us, so that's what's really important in the end about the show. So that's why the show even exists at all. So thank you so much, and here's the ways I'm able to be here for you twice a week for free. But this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. With just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead and start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking, If the answer to those questions are yes, yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show. If it was missing from my life, I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need to eat my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, like I do need, like we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now if the answer is yes to those questions. So we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claritin, tonight's sponsor, for supporting this episode and providing me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, the one part of the podcast I need you to hear. It's where I pop my peas, if you please. It's where I thank the listeners who supported the sponsors. That's really how we're able to be here for you free twice a week. And that's okay if you don't believe it, because I just need the people that support the sponsors and let the sponsors know about it to know how much I appreciate it. And right now, I said this on another spot too, is like I'm looking for people that supported All Form. If you got an All Form sofa and you haven't let me know about it, if you haven't let All Form know about it, or if you're in the market for a new sofa, I don't know what you're waiting for. Use that link. It's allform.com/sleep, where you can get 20% off a brand new modular sofa that you get to pick the color, you get to pick the legs, you get to pick the layout. All Form and Helix are the same company. It's a company that's been behind the show. It's products I believe in. And so I really want to bring them value on behalf of the listeners to Sleep With Me. So if you supported All Form, please let me know. Also, go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. Use the link. I'm going to put you in our secret Dream Door Society, which really is like something exclusive. So use that link and let me know about it. Thank you so much. And thanks to everybody else that let me know about other stuff. This is just a little campaign I'm doing here for this month. That's the first part of Sleepy Supporter Zone. The second part, Scoot's calming down, is you getting the support you need. There's links to resources you could connect with in the show notes. It's also about change, being a part of positive change, living with compassion and empathy. And that means supporting our listeners, not just saying Black Lives Matter, not just saying stop Asian hate, but taking action. And one way you could do that is to support BEAM. That's a Black Emotional and Mental Health Collective. It's a group of therapists, lawyers, religious leaders, teachers, psychologists, and advocates all working together for mental, emotional health and healing in the Black community. You could use the link in our show notes, or you could go to BEAM.community. That's BEAM.community to find out more and to support them right now. And that is the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Oh, Mr. Bart, a lot of people help out on this show. Who are they?
This posty poster song sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes. Carl W. the Legend. Also edits episodes. Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the Mystery Bart. I do commissions at JonathanMann.net. I'll write a song for you. Any reason at all. You can tell me the story and I'll make it personal. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance. We're raising money for the Water Wheel Foundation. And Scooter might get a perm.
Thanks, Mr. Bard. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. Those are the two best places to get me. You could also use our contact page on our website, because I'm here. I'm here to listen to, as well as put you to sleep. Thank you so much for being here. What do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever is keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, you know, things on your mind that you're thinking about. feelings, anything emotionally coming up for you. It could be physical sensations. So it could be physical sensations. It could be changes in time or temperature. Or it could just be something else, you know, whatever, like a routine, outside noise. Maybe you don't even know why. Whatever it is, it's keeping you awake or got you, whatever's keep going on. I'm here to keep you company and take your mind off of that. What I propose to do and what I'm going to attempt to do, if you're new, is win. I can't win you over in one episode. It's just not realistic. But for the first episode, I'll attempt to kind of bring you to neutrality. Then I'm going to also at the same time, I got a safe place set aside. I'm going to smooth the safe place out. I'm going to pat it. I'm going to rub it down. I'm going to say safe place. And I'm going to say it in honor of BBD and the East Coast family. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. BBD, or is there Belbiv and DeVoe? That's what I was, BBDV. There was, once upon a time, there was a men's company called BVD, I think. I wonder what that stood for. Belbiv DeVoe, that's BBD. But BVD, I think that was I don't know. I mean, I don't mean to make you giggle this early, but they were what is referred to as tidy whities, which is a form of men's underwear that's still, we're talking about men's underwear so early. This is family friendly, though. I mean, don't wear them around the house because that's, it was a form of men's underwear. It's still very popular, I think. So I guess I don't want to comment on it other than that, because I say, wait a second, not only am I where that's the underwear I wear, Scoots, I'm wearing BVDs, and I say, okay, well, I'm trying to get through a sleep podcast intro. So I gotta get off this topic as soon as I can. I thought I was going to talk about dice cups and not, that's another thing that those companies would make, undergarment, they would, protective wear too. Oh boy. Next thing you know, I'm going to be saying ICUP please don't. I was just pandering to the tweens in the audience. I mean, to think about it, if a tween is out there and they don't have a parent that wears tidy whities, or a grandparent that stays with them, or some sort of relative. You know, we used to be exposed to tidy-whitey marketing. You say, not as much as sugared cereal and fast food back in the 80s, but that was a boom time for basic men's underwear. I don't know. That's, how am I? I'm supposed to be introducing a sleep podcast. So, okay, so I'm going to send my, I'm going to try to create a safe place, which I may have just, we'll circle back. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. That was definitely that was a superfluous tangent. I had no idea. Even in, this is probably like an episode in the high 900s. And I don't think I've talked about that kind of underwear in 900 and something, almost 1,000 episodes till today, or dice cups. So, I mean, that's, you know, there's something new. That's why I keep recording these podcast episodes. My brain's always got something new to make me blush. Okay. So, if you're new, welcome. I try to be as welcoming as I can. Now, the one thing to know is this podcast is not for everybody, clearly. I mean, probably the Haynes family and the people that are entitled to the Fruit of Loom stockholders everywhere, they're saying, what in the name, can't you? And I said, don't worry. I moved it around. Talk about, what is that called, common time or whatever you're supposed to do in the news. Yeah, no, don't worry. If you got a underwear company that sells basic men's underwear, Not underwear for basic men. Don't worry, I'm not judging. I'm just saying that, those are the companies I can think of right now. I can see all of you lined up at TJ Maxx, because that's where I see you the most. Don't worry. There's other brands that are popping in my head for inclusion, but I say, can I just get to the sleep podcast that I make, please? I don't need to raise brand and awareness for all undergarments at this time. So this podcast is very different. Clearly, we've seen that already. It's not for everybody, but if it might give it a few tries. That's what most listeners say, because it is just so a little bit different and a little bit strange, and you've probably heard a ton of different stuff to put you to sleep in the past. That's why this is different, but then it takes some getting used to, because you don't really listen to this episode or this podcast. You just kind of barely pay attention to it. So that's one thing. The other things to know is, like, this is also not a podcast to put you to sleep. My job is to keep you company while you fall asleep. That's why the shows are over an hour, to give you plenty of time to drift off, so then you can fall asleep at your leisure. Ideally, you're, like, barely listening to me, and then the next thing you know, you're awake tomorrow. So those are the other things. The structure of the show is also different, so I want to tell you about that. Show starts off with a greeting. Ladies and gentlemen, friends beyond the binary, boys and girls, role players everywhere, that kind of stuff. That's the greeting. Then we go into, like, supporter stuff, so sponsors and support for listeners. Then there's an intro, which is around 12 to 22 minutes. Lately, they've been in the high 20 minutes, but I'm trying to get them, like, I'm trying to rein them in a little bit. And then after the intro is business. That's, like, the main spot for podcast sponsors. So the intro sets you up to go to sleep. Then we have the sponsors. Then we have the bedtime story to put you to sleep. And tonight will be our episodically modular series, Journey into the Land of Tomorrow. So that's the structure of the show. Oh, and there's thank yous at the end. And how we were able to bring it to you for totally free, which is cool. The other thing I want you to know is I make this show because you deserve a good night's sleep. I really believe that. I really believe that the world would be a better place if you're rested and you get the sleep you need. Your world's going to be better. My world's going to be better. And if you get to the point where you flourish and you're resting on a regular basis, that's amazing too. So that's important to me. The other thing is I've been there. Tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep, all those things. I mean, believe me, I'll be thinking about that BVD thing for hours. I'm trying to think of what initials that would do to have. I mean, it must be someone's name or something, because what else would it, how would it have to do with BVD? Like, what does it have to do with undergarments? And then somebody say that was not an underwear company, Scoots. And I'd say, oh, really? Well, I guess I just imagined it then. What is I saying? Oh, like, I've been there. So if I can help you, not only do you deserve a good night's sleep, I know how it feels to dread bedtime or to wonder about it. So that's why I make the show. I just realized I didn't do a good job explaining the intro, because one of the parts of the intro, as you become a regular listener, is that it becomes ideally part of your wind down routine or your getting ready for bed routine. To help ease you into bedtime. That's why the intro is like somewhere between 12 and 25 minutes, because I've just seen over the 7+ years I've been making the show, that gives you some distance between the day. And then the story ideally would be when you fall asleep. But people use the show tons of different ways. So if you're new, just kind of see how it goes. Give the show a few tries. It might not even work for you. I got a list of other podcasts at sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou. So yeah, that's everything. I mean, I don't think I'd really trying to think of a way to get out of this. I don't think I'll be able to talk about dice cups, but those are the things. I guess they're popular with backgammon, but the ones with the backgammons are an oval, so they can fit in a closed backgammon case. I think Scrabble probably had them. I have a game, can't remember what it's called, and it's not called Quasar, but that's the word that popped in my head. I think it's some game, it's some dice game that came in a cup. I don't know if it's a velvet lined cup. Great question, imagination. That was the next question my brain just asked. Do you think that? And I say, no, I think that's just a rubber plastic cup. But you're right. The dice must love being cloaked in velvet. I mean, who wouldn't? You say, if I was a dice, I would want to be a dice cloaked in velvet. I guess if I was cloaked in velvet, that'd be different. Cause I can't see the dice because it's cloaked in velvet. Or it doesn't roll. It always rolls on one of three numbers because it's cloaked. And I say, no. Ensconced? Remember when I was talking about being ensconced in velvet? Or ensconced in something? Is there a town in Wisconsin called ensconced in Wisconsin? How about a movie? Coming of age story. Ensconced in Wisconsin. Any takers out there? I really, ensconced in Wisconsin. You can even hear, this is A.O. Scott. I'm talking about I guess not. Ensconced, it would be in print anyway. Got to go see it. What's the name of the movie? Ensconced in Wisconsin. Ensconced? Ensconced. Rolls off the tongue. Surprisingly, 98% of the time, ensconced in Wisconsin. Talk about two words that feel perfectly weighted with one another. I thought, oh boy, I got to wrap this up though. I'm glad you're here. I really hope I can help you fall asleep. I really appreciate you checking the show out. I work really hard. I yearn and I strive. I really want to help you fall asleep or just keep you company, whether you're awake or asleep. So thanks so much. And here's a couple ways I'm able to be here for you free twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. All right, everybody. It's Scoots here. It's time for our episodically modular, serialized series of actual play, which is a podcast where people are actually playing a game of they're not playing D&D. They're playing a game in another timeline. Or possibly our future, a game based on the 5th edition D&D rules, which I think to them, they said, wow, those rules really worked. Or maybe, I don't know. I don't know the context of that. But this game is called, this show is called Journey Into the Land Tomorrow. And it's a group of friends playing a role-playing game. And you and I just kind of get to join them there. It'd be nice. Just sit there and listen to them play. And pretty nice. And because it's episodically modular, the characters themselves actually have to get caught up on the game, where the game is at. So you really don't miss anything. If you want to listen, if this is your first episode, then you can just listen to the older episodes and say, oh, those are the prequels. So that's what's nice about that. What else? I think that's it. It's a fun series. You listen to it in any order. Very sleepy. And, of course, we have our Hollywood announcer here. Zoomed his way here. Can you make a movie called, maybe you could make a rom-com, Zoomed Into My Heart? That's probably already getting made, huh? You've zoomed your way into my heart. And so without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, that's your line. Without further ado, Mr. Antonio Banderas. Friends beyond the binary. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, game players everywhere. It's time to roll the dice. It's time. You know, I like rolling the dice with Scooter in more ways than one. Actually, rolling dice, not in a role-playing game, but we play the role of friend. I play the role of Scooter's friend. You may know me from previous roles I've played. Famous roles, like Scooter's friend number one. Scooter just said number two, which I don't think is funny. But without further ado, I present to you Journey into the Land of Tomorrow. Clickety-clackety, the dice goes into the future. Whoosh. All right, everybody, this is your Dungeon Master. Let's get playing. Zell, you're up on recap. Okay, but can we just talk about what all of us witnessed last night? Can we do we have to start, or can we get settled in? You know, it's my role as DM to keep this game on track, and I say, can you just do the recap, and then, you know, we're scheduled to start the game. Okay, well, so as I start our recap of our, okay, I'll do the recap where we're at, place setting for all of my fellow adventurers. I'm Zell, who now warrior, a fighter that all of you refer to as a working class warrior, which just means I'm not from a privileged background, which doesn't necessarily always mean something negative, even though some people have some negative connotations with it. It's just a fact. You could, I could use another term other than privileged. Like our other warrior, soldier, fighter, Lord Von Chill. And yeah, we're the most heavily ready for, you know, we lead the charge, though we don't always lead it. But if, you know, if people need to be up front, it could be me, Zell, or Lord Von Chill. We also have a Florentian nurse who's quite hardy in battle, known as Eleanor. She serves the three Florences, and she's robust in a, you know, in a battle-based situation. We also have Lord Von Chill's assistant or sidekick or hireling, depending on how you want to describe it. But I think he's become a member of our party, and that's a nimble of finger, fleet of foot, Granada of Darmok. A member of the Thieves Guild, but I think if he's stolen anything, it's my respect for someone I'll no longer call any of those other terms. A full member of our party, in my opinion. Another full member of our party, but a little bit more in a different situation, is our magic user. They are quiet, and they've been dependable, though we've had mixed interactions. But we've come to all respect, but also was originally played by someone who swore they would never play a game with us again because of something that was between Lord Von Chill, I, and the former one of our former players, the two people that we used to play with. One of whom was replaced by Eleanor, but our magic user, because they like made the choice to bow out even more last minute, is being played by our DM, whose first time DMing is going pretty well, even though they're trying to balance playing both kind of an NPC, but also member of our adventuring party that I'll stay on track saying, and we're here in the land of tomorrow, a land in a giant theme park from the before time, long since closed and abandoned. But parties of other adventurers, both, we've come across the leftovers of parties of adventurers that are good. We're here tasked by the Wizards Council to find a portal, magical portal to another world and to seal it up. We're also right now finding some artifacts that we will use to seal the portal. It's a portal to another world, a magical realm. And if someone was to gain control of that portal, they could have untold power, or it could just be chaos coming in and out of our world if someone doesn't close it up. You say, well, what if someone more, you know what I mean? That's what our job is. Our job is not to overthink it. Thus far, we've been working our way through this area, the theme park. We know that there's a couple giant, or definitely at least one giant steam being patrolling around that we've had to avoid. We've found a gem that has brought us to where we are right now within the Progress Tower, a multi-level hotel and attraction complex that was supposed to open in the future of this past place. We just successfully defeated some of the animatronics from the queue of this attraction, teens, tweens, and it was quite a battle, but there's also magical darkness that doesn't enclose the whole tower, but the majority of this tower, though we found ourselves on the edge of the magical darkness. We know we have to work our way to the top. We suspect that if we get to the top, that we can find a staff that this gem goes with. Then we just need the headpiece, and we'll have everything we need to close the magical portal. And I think that's it. We're here. We just had a short rest, so we may have recovered some of our hit points, and the DM is nodding. Also, as a player, you know, I do have to mention that I had this dream last night as Zell, the character within this game, that around a world, all of these people were watching the season finale of The Scourge of the 11 Seas, the famous program that we all love so much, and that no one could believe how the season ended. And with a twist that I don't want to spoil, but does anyone else have a reaction? Did anyone else have a shared dream? Like, I feel like we had a shared dream. This is Lord Von Chill here. I could not believe that they made that choice with the series. Were they supposed to be separated? I mean, were they related? I was totally flabbergasted, but I also don't think I totally understood it, even though I was watching it with you, Zell. It was a dream, remember? Because the DM's got rules. We got to keep this in-world. Even though it's the DM's favorite show, I had a dream that there was someone called DM. Okay, this is the DM. I didn't watch it, so I don't know what dream you're talking. I didn't watch this, so please don't spoil it. But I don't even care anyway. What do you mean you didn't watch it? Why wouldn't you have watched it last night? You didn't get. We had a watch party. You didn't even return any of our texts. We tried to invite you. You didn't get back to any of us. I was occupied writing this, going over, making sure the game was going to be good tonight. So you chose to work on this game versus hanging out with us and watching what was probably the most spectacular season finale of The Scourge of the 11 Seas since last season finale? Well, I also like to watch alone, but yeah, I wanted to work on the game. But it was kind of like a group experience watching that. Really, I wish you would have been there. Okay, well, I wasn't there. Can we go on with this game, though? Well, aren't you worried about getting spoiled, even though we won't spoil you? Is it spoiling you to talk about how great it was? It's spoiling the game that we're supposed to be playing. Wow, are you okay? Because I don't remember you. Is everything okay? I realize I appreciate the work you put into this module. Yeah, I'm just trying to keep things on time, really. I know, other players have maybe spoken to me about time, us not being on time. Oh, yeah? Who spoke to the DM about not being on time? Well, Lord Von Chill here, I've told, every time I'm running late, I say, I'm going to be late, and then the DM says I got to be on time. So, is that what you mean? Oh, okay, you're right, let's just move on. Sorry, I'm just trying to keep my role as DM. Okay, that's fine. So Zell here, I guess I'm leading this night, tonight's action. All right, so everybody, so we're here on the level of this attraction where the spinner ride is, jets of rocketeering or something. I don't know what it was called. I know some of you do, but and so the tower's still cloaked in magical darkness. So I'd like to see, Wada, what you think of the magical darkness. Granada, is there a way to get up? We kind of know what's waiting for us, right? So these were the children that, their animatronic parents or grandparents will be waiting for us on the next level. Can everybody see what they see with regards to magic and how we could best go upstairs and kind of avoid the magical darkness or use it as cover? Okay, this is Granada of Darmok here, and I just rolled. That's a pretty high roll, so what do I see? Okay, you see a ladder that is out on the edge of the... So this platform is still under construction, so this seems to be some sort of ladder that does go up. It looks like it does go up to the next level. I mean, it's about 5 stories above you. And all you can see is like the decorative, you know, you can't really see much, but it would be probably some sort of service thing. It's pretty far away from the magical darkness on the edge of the platform for unloading and unloading, where typically no one could go because, you know what I mean? It's on the edge. Okay, so it's on the edge there. But have I discovered the ladder is climbable and structurally sound? Yeah, you determine that it's structurally sound. You know, as long as you hold on or use a safety type. Okay, we'll be safe on it. Wada, what do you think about this magical darkness? This is M. Wada. This magical darkness, I am a little bit concerned. It is waning. It's still magical darkness. It would be difficult for us to see. It's not as powerful as it was a few hours ago. But for it to be continuing like this, really, I cannot determine. I can't quite wrap my head around how it's being generated. Even though it's going down in power, it usually wouldn't just slowly fade out. But I'm guessing is that it could slowly fade out, but it's not faded out enough where if we go into it, we will not be able to see. And my sense is if I tried to use a counter spell, or if Eleanor did, I'm not sure it would be effective. So I would say I defer to Granada and the party's decision. Okay, this is Zell here. So we have magical darkness, very, very strong. We don't know what its source is. So that's something to keep an eye on. We're going to climb up this ladder. I think that we're all in agreement on that. Why don't we send Granada up alone? Granada, are you comfortable with that? As stealthily as you can and see what you see? I'd be happy to do that. I'll call you up because I don't want to come back down and then go back up. That would be not a good use of my energy. Okay, that's fine. So Granada climbs up the ladder with stealth and, okay, DM, Granada climbs up the ladder with stealth, very stealthily, very fleet of foot, nimble of finger. Also, I used a safety harness, like a rope okay, you were safe. You get to the top, to the next level, and this is an old-fashioned swing ride, though you may have seen pictures of before. It would spin around with these swings. Everybody sits in a chair tied to chains around a central column with a canopy. The difference is that when this starts to swing, you would be out over the edge of Progress Tower. And also that there's supposed to be hotel rooms like that would have a view of this and the lobby. you're at the far edge. Again, the swings would swing out. They're hanging not that far above your head. They're about down to your chin or your chest from what you could guesstimate from your hiding spot on the ladder. You see magical darkness that goes about halfway across a platform. So half the ride is cloaked in magical darkness and the rest of the building. You definitely sense something or you feel something in your gut. But you're pretty stealthy. So even though you feel something in your gut, you're pretty sure that you feel good. You feel confident that you because you rolled a high die. I mean, you know, you rolled a 18. So, okay, so nothing can see me, but I can't see anything other than the ride. So, like, I guess I would sit up here and wait for my party to brainstorm an idea because I can't brainstorm with them, Zell. Thanks, Granada of Darmok. So, yeah, we should. Granada Darmok's waiting for us. Does anybody have any ideas? Eleanor, you've been quiet. Yeah, I mean, my sense is that the animatronics, again, won't have any sort of ability to battle over distance. So what I'm thinking is that we go up, we try to get into the, it would be good to know, it sounded like we could get into the swings. And maybe we have some distance, but maybe that draws them out also. Maybe we pretend we're going to get in the swings for fun. We act oblivious. And then when they come out, because it's chin levels, so the animatronics would be able to have an exchange with us, right? And then we use our, is there a way we could like hook our, like we all have grappling hooks and ropes. Is there a way for us to hook our ropes onto something and pull ourselves, like using some sort of safety technique, like pull the swings? Oh, also be question of, are the swings structurally sound? We should figure that out. But then we would be out of distance of the animatronics, and then we could just pick them off with our distance, just like last time. Lord Von Chill here, I agree with that idea fully. I think we could do that. We could just, if we all grab onto two swings, we don't even need grappling hooks. We get into one set of swings, sit down, and then push swings to other people, and then grab the chain of the other swing and pull ourselves out of the distance and see if we could hook our swings or something, or use our feet in the other set of swings, and then we'll be free to deal with the animatronics. Okay, Wada, you have any thoughts? I'm interested to see the shape of the magical darkness up there, but I agree with the plan. I think it's a good plan. The only other idea would be if we use one person as bait, if it doesn't work. Okay. You're thinking you're going to use me as bait, huh, Wada? No, I didn't say that. Okay, let's do that plan, Ian. So we'll all get up to climb up to the ladder, wait at the last minute of the ladder, tell Granada the plan, then run to the swings. Why don't Lord Von Chill and I go last in case the animatronics are waiting for us or something? Then get in the swings and then go. Sounds good, everybody? Okay, so we're going to do that plan. We're all in consensus. Okay, DM here. So, okay, let me just roll some dice here. Okay, let me roll some of these. So I think I understand your plan. I'm just doing a couple pieces more math. Okay. And M plus, carry the one. What's that, plus two? Okay. Zell here, why are you doing so much math for our plan? Shouldn't it just be one, like, constitution roll or strength roll or dexterity roll? I'm the DM right now. Okay. All right, so, okay, here's how it goes. Okay, why did you do so many rolls, though? Okay, here's how it goes. So you Granada, you all climb up, Granada first, and you're all on the platform. Granada tries to climb onto a swing first, no problem, swings up. Then Wada, then Eleanor all get up and start swinging, grabbing other swings. At first, it makes a lot of noise and is very awkward. But eventually Granada gets it because of Granada's dexterity and says, oh, just hook your feet into another swing and then twist the swing. And Granada figures out a pretty easy plan to just swish and twist another swing with your feet. And then that shortens the thing on the other swing. And that pulls you up successfully. And you definitely, Wadden also notices that the darkness is just barely lighter and that there does seem to be a set of animatronics waiting, but they don't do anything until one of you is going to have to go last. Who's going to go last? Lord Von Chill. I'll go last. No, I'll go last, Lord Von Chill. I'm there. I mean, okay, so I climb up. Okay, so Lord Von Chill climbs up, and then you see the animatronics come out, but Zell, you still have time to climb up if you decide to. Okay, then I decide to. Okay, and then the animatronics come out, and then I already rolled for initiative. That was part of the math I was doing. It's a mother, a father, and a puppy dog, animatronics, and they come out below you. The initiative is Eleanor, Granada, the father figure, Lord Von Chill, Zell, the puppy, the father figure, the mother figure was earlier, I messed that up, and then Wada. Okay, and so they're trying to jump up and get us, is that right? Yeah, so they're coming at you under you, but they're still walking, so you could all go first. Eleanor, 16, I forgot ahead of myself. So who are you going to go after? Oh, the mother figure, if she's first, this is Eleanor. Everyone in agreement? Yeah, that sounds good. Okay, so Eleanor, you do 6 on the mother. Granada, you miss. Lord Von Chill, you do 9 on with your bow or javelin. Sorry, thank you for getting that correct. I have 3 javelins, correct? Yes. Thanks for letting me know that. Zell, you miss. You got a 6. Wada 3, so you miss. Okay, so then they get below you, and they're trying to jump up. Right now they're below, the mom's below Zell, and the dog is below Lord Von Chill, and the dad is below Zell. Okay. Can we keep going? Yes. Yeah, so this time Eleanor misses. Granada, you do 6 on the mother figure. Okay, so that's okay. And then the mom actually does grab Zell's foot successfully and then manages to swipe up on your leg. It does 4. Lord Von Chill, You end up at the mom. After that, the mom ceases to exist. You use a javelin and detronic the animatronic. Zell misses. The puppy dog actually does get Lord Von Chill's ankle, does 4. The dad misses. Wada casts Thunderwave, which does works on the dad and the dog, and does eight and pushes them back, though they come right back moving forward. Next round, Eleanor plus two does another six on the father figure. I'm going to use my sneak attack grenade here if I can. Okay, so you do got two, then you got 18, so you got six. So, okay, the father figure's a bit in trouble. Let's see. Mom's gone. Okay, Lord Von Chill. Okay, Lord Von Chill misses. Zell. Okay, Zell does eight more. The dog, 18, does four more on Lord Von Chill. The dad, does four on Zell. Wada, didn't Wada just go? Or was that earlier? I'm sorry, mixed up now. No, yeah, Wada does four, another Thunderwave, four on each one. Okay, these have a lot of hit points, don't they? The dog does not, so the dog has only been hit by... Well, it's been 12, so yeah, the dog does not have a lot left. It had 18, I think, 16, so 4 left. And the dad has an indeterminate amount of hit points left. Okay. Okay, so next round, what is that? Oh, okay. Eleanor 14. Wow, so this is effective round. Granada and Lord Von Chill. You all kind of strike all successfully right in a row, hit the dad. So the dad just crumbles into a bunch of bolts. And then Zell, you send the puppy to, well, it's a successor round rolling to, right as you, do send the puppy to the big farm. Two more run out of the darkness and start running around back and forth. Okay, this is Zell. So we're in pretty good shape, though. So let's just take... Should we just keep going? Do we need to re-roll for initiative? No, this again was part of my math. Oh, because you just paused in a weird way. I don't think I did, but yeah, so you're already ready for initiative. So do you want to, are you ready? Yeah, this is just elegant, though. Let's hold off on any more magic, Wada, just in case, because these dogs don't, we know that they have 16 hit points. So is everybody in agreement? Yes, I'm in agreement. Okay, so you all are engaging the dogs, and I'll just tell you, that as you're engaging the dogs and battling with them, and picturing yourself aiming, and that you're unaware that above you, on the overhang of the ride, where the where your seats are attached, are other animatronic figures, and they start. Like spinning your chairs around. You can't see up because you weren't even aware of it till it starts to happen. And then one of you, Eleanor, is the only one that has the wherewithal to look up and sees that some animatronic arms are just down there swinging. Okay, this is Zell. So we're getting swung around. Is there any way we could grab on to anything? Aren't our feet attached? Yeah, so you're kind of discombobulated. During the time you're discombobulated, now don't worry, because I'm just going to tell you this, you're a few feet above the ground, right? Eventually, all of your chairs drop to the ground, and all of you lose focus temporarily. You go to sleep in a sense. Wait, do we go to sleep in a sense, all of us? I never even heard of that happening in an adventure. Well, that's what happened. You don't know because you're not, you're asleep, you're out, you're resting with your eyes closed. Yeah, but that doesn't just happen. Right, it didn't just happen, it happened. But it didn't just happen. I did plenty of rolling. All right, well, so we're all, so what happens next? So what happens next is that eventually all of you slowly come to, you've all taken, not too bad, I can list it or I could just give you an overview and we could get into specifics later, but between 6 and 4 of damage from your falls. So you're bruised, but you wake up slowly, each one of you, and you're all attached with the chains from the ride and other stuff to stanchions, and you feel like the air. And as you look around, you realize that you're at the top of Progress Tower. Now, there is like an antenna tower towering above that, another 5 or 6 feet. And then you see in front of you the parents and the grandparents, but also a wizard in like a velvet, dark velvet. You can't tell if it's a night sky blue or what, looking at you. Wizard, this is Zell. How's everybody doing? Is everybody okay? I believe that it was said that we're okay. I'm bruised and just coming to, and I don't know what's happening. Yeah, this is Zell. I'm just wondering about the rules of this. I never heard of anything happening like this in an adventure I've been in before. But so can I try to get out of my bonds? You try, but you're unable to. Wada, do you know who this wizard is? I don't, but I could, like, what do you want? Hello, what do you want from us? Who are you, and what is it who are you? I'm Wada. I'm here at the behest of the Wizards Council. And those who stand opposed to the Wizards Council will probably suffer their wrath. So I don't know. It'd be best if you just free my fellow adventurers and I. Also, we're really good adventurers. So eventually we'll probably figure out a way to get out. And I noticed your magical, whatever your magical darkness, it didn't really make sense. I'm guessing you're some sort of high level wizard. So you would know better than to mess with the Wizards Council. But also, I just was trying to figure that magical darkness out. I can see it's fading and fading. Also, it seems like your animatronics are looking a little ragged or something, like worn down. Ah, thank you, Mwada. I am Pizapeel, a wizard, and you are now, I have the advantage over you, so I'll do the asking, but I did answer that. I am Pizapeel, and it's good that I have all of you here, because I've seen you poking around, and yes, I did cast partially. I didn't just cast, I channeled some magic to create that darkness that enveloped the building. Unfortunately, I couldn't envelop the whole building. Also, it's just a thing for me. I didn't want to envelop all the edges. And then if some reason, that would just be a bad idea for me. I mean, I'm human. I'm a powerful, powerful wizard, and we're in a powerful place. And I know you're here at the behest of the Wizards Council. I know everything about all of you. Florencian, Darmox, and royal and working warrior with dreams of change, and you, Mwada, an apprentice. And I know what you're in search of, and I am here to put a stop to it, but I notice you have a magical ward over you, Mwada, and so But I need what you have in order to find. I can feel the magical portal, but I think there's also something. You must know something that I don't know. And so I have you here. Now, before you speak, and I can see you and your companions looking at one another, and know that you're attached to the water tower, which is attached to the electronics tower, which is attached to those rods of lightning up there. And that's how I've been changed. It's a part of the magic. And where we are here in this tropical wet area, it's a little bit late right now, but usually there's an afternoon thunderstorm that comes along. So we could just sit here and wait for it and see how it goes, Emwada, and you and your friends. And then, you know, when you're no longer here, your magical ward will no longer be there. And then I can search you and find what I'm looking for, a gem. And then I'll just take it. Or you could make some kind of deal. Because I could use someone like you, maybe all of you. Okay, this is Zella. I have a question, Emwada. What is a magical ward? This is Emwada, Zella. That's a good question. So I put a magical ward over the things I have on me that Pizza Peel's asking about, some objects. And so Pizza Peel can't take them just from me. And it's actually not my magic award. It was given to me. It's complicated, but basically the Wizards Council predicted this would happen if we started collecting the artifacts. And so they gave me a way to protect it. So no one can take the artifacts from me without me giving it to them. Or at least Peace Appeals under the impression, but the incorrect impression that... Pizza Peel's under the incorrect impression that if I'm no longer here, that the ward will be broken. But it's not my ward to break, Pizza Peel. It's only my ward to unlock. So it won't be unlocked if I'm not here. So that's what Pizza Peel wants. Pizza Peel, clearly, I don't know, what do you want? What's your offer for us? With knowing that now, knowing that information, Pizza Peel. Emwada, very funny. And that doesn't change my offer because you haven't seen. Have you seen a thunderstorm? Or you've been inside most of the time in the attraction, so maybe you haven't seen what it looks like from this the roof of this Tower of Progress, and you haven't felt it channeled through you. There's going to be electricity. You're on the water towers, I guess, that they built at the roof of this building for balance during winds and for passive cooling. And so, I won't need the ward, the whatever the protection is you have. It'll be gone because so much magic is going to go through. There's so much power. Now, I can't gain quite control over the power, and I know you're a wizard interested in power, Wada. And I know some of you are interested in doing good or making your families proud or, search of other things, the glory and the light of the three Florences. All of that could be done. I guess what they haven't told any of you, even you, Wada, is that you don't just need to close off this portal. The portal could be managed. I could sense it. I just can't control it just yet. If I have that gem that I'm looking for, and, I have to suspect that the lightning rod up there is what you're here for. And that's what's made me so powerful, more powerful. I'm already a high-level magic user. If I can get those two things, then the last thing you seek and find that portal, we could manage it for good, And you say, oh, Peace Appeal, that's, baloney. You're just caught up with your ego. And I'd say, okay, well, let's just wait out the thunderstorm and I can go on without all of you. Okay, this is L. Well, everybody's going to have to make their own decision, clearly, but I cannot agree to this plan or that we won't be double-crossed anyway. And I want to try one more time for all of us to get out of our bonds and see what we could do. Lord Von Chill, I can't agree. This person is full of hot air, and I have to think there's a way to get out of this. Granada of Darmok, I'd like to use my nimble of fingers to do something. This is Eleanor. I can't agree. The three Florences wouldn't stand for this. The three Florences want to protect this world, and an overlap of some magical world is not like it's not in any of the teachings. So I can't imagine. Wizards Council didn't choose us to think about what to do. They chose us to complete a mission. Okay, this is Mwada. I guess I'm going to disagree with all of you. And I'm going to offer Pete's appeal that I'll offer you a deal. Okay, Mwada. What's your deal? Let us go and then see if you can get the gem from us. Because it doesn't look like your storm's delayed or something. I can see the clouds on the horizon, but... Oh, well, the storms come very fast, Mwada. And I'm not really in the mood for these games. I could wait all day. You all tried to roll to get out, and I forgot to say that that was a failure. So... you're the ones that are going to have to make a choice, not me. Okay, I'll tell you what, because there's something you don't even realize, and I think you were going to go on and talk about maybe making this into our own world and some utopia, and to just so you know, there's other people trying to get in here, and even you wouldn't stand a chance against them. They're searching other parts of the theme park. And if you were going to do that, and they may have even taken over sentience of other, there's other people and other powers at work here other than just you, Peace Appeal. But I have something that we could use to create defenses and actually to charge up your things. I have this, you probably don't even know about this magical wrench we found. So we could create a whole defense force, to defend your kingdom, the whole theme park eventually, and make it into a world where we could all live under the Florences and those things. But, you know, just let my friends go and I'll give you the wrench. But I mean, the wrench, now I want the wrench for sure, Wada, but I want the gem and the lightning rod. Well, I have to wonder why you haven't got the lightning rod already. Never mind you that. No. Why didn't you get the lightning rod? Is that because of the magical darkness? You don't want to be too close to the edge? You can't climb up there, huh? Pete's appeal. The storm's coming, Wada. Yeah, but if you can't get up there, what are you going to do? Well, I was hoping one of you would volunteer to go up there and get it. That didn't work out so hot for me. So I guess we're at an impasse now. We are in an impasse. Here's what I'll offer you. I'll go up there and get the rod. And I'll hold the rod and the gem. And eventually we'll get the headpiece and we'll go to the magical portal. And while we're doing that, I will send my party to send a message to the Wizards Council to make a proposal on your behalf. And maybe they'll let you manage this portal, or at least they'll be aware of it. Why would I agree to any of that? I mean, you could, okay, I'll be your apprentice. How about that? This is Zell. Is there any, excuse me, Zell. This is Pete's appeal. I've got a better idea. You could be my apprentice. I like that idea. So you're kind of just saying, if I let your friends go, you want to give them a mission so that they can get out of here. Now, whether they go to the Wizards Council or not is irrelevant to me, I guess. So I guess I will make this deal if you could prove yourself now, Zell. Because I see the storm coming closer. So if you could get to the top and get that lightning rod, you can... you could do whatever you want. I mean, as far as working for me, leave me the wrench and the gem. And if you get down here, then maybe we can talk about letting your friends go, but we could definitely work together. Okay, I'm not going to leave you the gem. I'll leave you the wrench, and I'll climb up and... this is Zell. Why would you climb up? The storm's coming. Well, because we got to get, just trust me, please, Zell. Okay, let's just do it. I'm going to use my magic to release your bonds. Please give me the wrench. Place it in front of you because I am very powerful. This is Zell. What if he's like the wizard that doesn't have any power? No, I guess he does have powers. Yeah, let me handle it, Zell. Here's the wrench. I'm going to keep the gem, and then I'm going to start climbing up here. So I begin to climb, and I roll 18. So I'm successfully climbing up. I also roll another dice. Okay, the storm is coming very fast. Okay, one more thing, Zell. Okay, this is Pete's appeal. One more thing. I'm going to have to... use my spells against you while you try to climb. I didn't mention that until you started climbing, and now you're too high to change your mind, Wada. Okay, well, I'm just going to ignore you while I try to climb. And, okay, so you're, what are you using against me? I'm using lightning, ice to make it slippery. Okay, this is Zell. Okay, the only thing I can think of is that we have to do something without doing something while this wizard, so can we use persuasion or can we use our words? Some of us have strong persuasion or intimidation. Can we use those against the wizard to interrupt the flow of magic? Yes, you can, and you successfully do, let's see, how do we do this each round? I guess we'll just roll each round. So, yeah, first round, what are you doing? We're making fun of the wizard and giving the wizard a hard time, and then we'll try to wait and see how this plays out. Okay, so the wizard is distracted, okay. So each time, each round, each kind of story as Wada climbs, the wizard tries to cast a spell, and you use intimidation and persuasion to distract the wizard. The wizard gets frustrated each and every time a little bit more, and the storm gets closer each and every time a little bit more. So on the fourth round... like you can almost feel the electricity in the air, not just from the storm, but from the wizard. And at that point, the wizard decides that the wizard's had enough with all of you, and also is pretty confident that the storm is going to, that the storm is coming very close for Wada. And the wizard turns the wizard's attention to you, but it's also trying to pay attention for Zell as it starts to rain and the wind picks up. And you can even hear it, the storm getting closer. You know, you count one supercalifragilistic, two supercalifragilistic, and you say, wait a second, we didn't even get through one of those. And as the wizard turns the wizard's attention to you, Like, so it plays out like that. Slowly, though, I'm trying to give you the summary. You're all struggling with your bonds. You're watching Wada and the wizard. Wada gets to the top. The storm is arrives right as Wada gets to the top. And the wizard is laughing and saying, never mind. Like, you're like, because then you realize that, oh, wait, the stanchions you're connected to are metal and wet. So you say, great. I don't understand how electricity works, but probably not good. And the wizard casts some sort of like anti-electric shield dome over the wizard in the animatronics. But Wata is also starting to, even though over the storm you hear the booming of Wata's voice, and one of you starts to remember that, wait, what, isn't Wata's power based in water? And you feel the water, the tower, the water tower that you're in begin to shake, and then you see the tops blow off of the water holders or whatever. And then as the storm arrives, you see the water shoot out of the towers above all of you and splash down on the wizard and the animatronics, and it washes them away right over where the wizard didn't want to go, from the top of the tower. And right then, though, it also, the storm hits in the strongest way possible. So you're, like, losing sight of stuff, except you detect that not only is the water getting the wizard, if the wizard thought it was going to cast Featherfall or something, it's not going to happen. The wizard is, like, totally gone Borneo, like, from the storm and the water combined. You look up at Wada. And what you think you see is like Wada holding the staff above Wada. But you see, is that Wada or water? Like, and then the storm like makes one more thing, but it keeps blowing very fast. Wada's gone. But also you notice that the magical bonds have failed because the wizard's gone. Luckily, you were attached to the stanchion, so you weren't washed away. And then you kind of all are just panting, like in the midst of the storm at first, until it blows over very quickly. And that is it. Okay, this is Granite of Dharma. Where is Wada? Okay, as the storm clears, you don't see anything, but then you see a pool of water with the gem and the staff that Wada had gotten lying there. Okay, can I go? Ms. Zell, you're in charge, sorry. All right, I go over to the water to get the gem and the staff, I guess, and maybe I'll say some words about Wada. Okay, as you go over to the staff and the gem, Wada materializes, no longer a humanoid, but some sort of water being, and looks at you and says, I think it's time all of us took a long rest. We can talk more later. Let's head down a few levels and recover. Okay, this is Zell. Wow, that was, I've never been on an adventure like that. So you spent all that time writing that, huh? This is Lord Von Chilth. That was cool. Even though we didn't have a lot of action, we did have to do something. Yeah, this is Eleanor. That was pretty cool. I mean, it was more of a story than a... But is that to set up something, or was that necessary? Well, thank you. I was just, listen, I'll be honest. I mean, I worked on that a lot, so yeah, I'm sorry that it maybe interrupted the flow of the game. I'm just also apologizing for my attitude. So last week, when you had that party for Tyreek, like, and you didn't invite me, it really bothered me. Even though I know you would have invited me if you felt like I was open to an invitation, I realized you didn't invite me because we have this, like, DM player relationship and that's it. But I would like to be friends with all of you and not just a D&D friends. But I was afraid to say that. So I kind of took it out on the game. So I'm sorry. Apology accepted. Yeah, no, it's okay. We were wondering what was going on with you. Yeah, this is L. We didn't invite you because I guess you have that shy, you know what, confusion. But we're sorry, too. So let's go do something other. Let's let our characters rest and we'll go do something together. How's that sound? Like, go get something to eat. Oh, this is Lord Von Chill. What if we sit down and watch Scourge of the 11 Seas together? Would you like that? Yeah, I think I would. Okay, let's do that. Good night, everybody. All right, I want to thank everybody who's signed up for our referral program so far. You can always sign up for that at sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer. I want to thank Daniel, Chastity, and Kathy. Thanks, and good night. Megan, Saqib, and Charlotte. Thank you, thanks, and good night. And Gabriella, Sarah, and Mary. Thank you, thanks, and good night. And Kelly, thanks, and good night. Verge 9898, thank you. Lovely podcast that works. Love the inclusivity and cares about his listeners. Then someone else with a kind of think they have a witty thing. They said the podcast is nothing, but they really dislike it strongly. Iman says, love it, or Amon, sorry. Especially when I'm having dreams that aren't so great. I am, says, best podcast I listened to. Fell asleep after 30 minutes. They really like the GBBO and Mando episodes and the Ray episodes. And they're from the UK. Seton did not like the episode strongly. Actually, this is the worst podcast ever. As well as Lala, just said, Greedo says, love the podcast so much. Is there any explicit content? No, but not really. It's just the rules around podcasts are complicated. G Garden says, thanks for making the podcast, sir, from the UK. Amazing. Can't express how much it helps. Tangent after tangent. We're really going back and forth. And Nick Knack says, they're from Canada. Never heard more annoying voices. This is a joke. And finally, Sleepy Boy said, best podcast ever. Sleeps every night. Wondering where the Doctor Who is. Yeah, we only put about 6 or 7 episodes out, so it'll probably be summer to early fall of late summer, early fall 2021. Thanks everybody for reviewing the show or referring people to the show. Super Museus is a free podcast because people that spread the word, let other people know about the show, support the show. So I really appreciate that. Couldn't do it without you. Thanks. And here's one more thing I was going to tell you about. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month. And what you can expect to see on... in the public feed too. Now I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from. On Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boar Friends level. I have 4 podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story only versions of the show, the all intro, all night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them, and yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, an all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelik's, like, we're getting ready, big announcement, if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode 1 of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off. And episode 10... then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Wildy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series, I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support@supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? and building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback, feedback@sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com, and good night.